This process is difficult. Obviously, if you were directly affected by it, you've lost your home. It is a very, very difficult time. We interact with individuals every day that come through the city that have lost their home. And it is a cycle. There's ups and downs. There's times when things get triggered. As you can imagine, with the fires that are going on now, there's a lot of triggering that's happening within Santa Rosa.
It may be obvious, but that triggering goes beyond the masks and smoke that marred autumn here. The cliche during the fire's aftermath here was, it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Well, for those rebuilding homes here in our neighborhoods, that marathon is ongoing. Insurance to rebuild, for example, comes with a calendar set to expire 2 years after the loss.
2 years meaning, can you find an architect? Can you get your lot cleaned up? Can you design a home, get it through the permitting process, find a contractor, build it, and get back in before those 2 years runs out? And when you have the order of magnitude that we're seeing in a lot of these fires, and in Santa Rosa specifically, of 3,000 homes, that's a lot of homes to rebuild and recover in 2 years. And so as the process we know it has to be changed, and it has to be evolved. And so that's something that has to happen overnight.
Guin told NPR that the city and county worked together to cut permitting times from months to days. He also provided an answer to the question asked here and elsewhere about building in areas that have experienced multiple catastrophic fires throughout the years.
So what's different is when homes are built back in these areas where we've defined where we want to see housing, is that they're built to a different code. So a lot of the homes, about 97% of the homes built in this area, were built before these fire codes went into place. And so all the new homes are coming back much more resilient, much more restrictive in terms of how they're built, the protections, the mitigations, the setbacks. Fire sprinklers are required in all homes at this point that are rebuilt. So a lot of measures are put into place that weren't there when they were built originally.
Guin has this advice for the most recent fire survivors.
Everybody is affected by this in a different way, and to take a moment and to respect that and to understand that that's okay. I think to provide some space and time to feel that, I think, is really important. And that's something that I don't think we did a very good job at the beginning. We moved very quickly. We focused, and our goal was to help get this community back on its feet. And I think as a community, that was resounding. The community came up. They stepped up. People donated. They provided services in ways that I still learn about every day, that what a different community organization did in our community, that they're not out saying, look what we did. They just did it. And I think for everyone to take a moment and understand what we've been through this past year and recognize that it is important to take care of yourself and ourselves, and that we can get through this. And I guess the one word of advice I'd have is that the community as a whole, the communities up north, the communities down south, people will come together and people will support each other. And we as a state, I think, will come together even more.